Ever since humanity woke up to the dawn of life, its deepest yearning has been to experience the One, the being that has become. And I have been the bridge that reaches the seeker to the source. I am Faith, and here I am to tell you a tale of love, of romance divine, of the eternal thirst of man for God, of the merging of waves into the boundless ocean. Time rolled by. Civilizations rose. Boundaries were defined. Rivers were chartered and nations were named. God became gods and faith became faiths. In the worship of his personal God and in the practice of his personal faith, man began to express his fervor in different verses and words, tunes and notes, songs and strings, celebrating the diverse utterances of the same yearning. Come one, come all, tune in and listen to these echoes of the soul.
Cradle of human race, Bharat, the ancient homeward longing left an indelible imprint on every tiny detail of life. It defined the eternal values for a changing society, the Sanatana Dharma. In its expanse of thought, Hinduism strived to see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wild flower, to hold infinity in the palm of one's hand and eternity in an hour. Shivoham is a whisper of unbroken perfection soaring from the pure breath of all-pervading consciousness.
And
In the dreary deserts of Arabia, a lone voice of reformation was heard, summoning the faithful to surrender their sorrows and submit to Allah. Islam enthused man to inculcate unwavering faith and take unfaltering steps to reunite with God, the formless absolute. The Lord says, "Be like the star, which never wavers from the crescent, but is fixed in steady faith." The Holy Quran conferred on humanity the revelations of the most beneficent and merciful Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
Cut the feeling of I clean across and let your ego die on the cross to endow on you eternity. Echoes the voice of the awaited Messiah, the Son of God, fully divine and fully human, who lay on the cross to atone for the sins of the world. He was born to saturate the thirsting soul. He was born to soothe the wounded heart. He was born to shine light in the nights of life. He was born to shower rain over the dart of love.
Thank you.
Into the voids of sorrow, in the cavern of hearts, permeated his boundless compassion that bestowed a peace that passeth understanding. Glory to the shepherd who guides his faithful flock to the green pastures and waters of joy. Siddhartha questions Channa about the diseased, appalling, and the lifeless men that he encounters. Channa says, "My prince, who you see is but you and I when time sets on the horizon of our lives. Then youth, health, beauty, and wealth all are mere fleeting mirages. Agonized by the suffering that haunts every man, Siddhartha sacrificed his regal life and after an intense quest, returned enlightened to present the middle path that rescues man from the vagaries of mind and whirlpools of desires. May the world seek refuge in the illumined Lord, the Buddha."
Bye.
rugged plateaus of the ancient Persian Empire shone forth Zarathustra, the shining light, who urged the celebration of good for goodness' sake. Zoroastrianism deems that the pilgrim's progress towards God must be one of willful choice. Its religious symbol fire reminds man of the wisdom blazing in its consciousness. The Lord says, offer all bitterness in the sacred fire and emerge grand, great, and godly. Lord Ahura Mazda is praised as the epitome of supreme light and wisdom.
Ashim vahu vahishtim asti ushta asti ushta amai yat ashai vahishtai ashim.
Utters the name of the timeless God shall be happy and fulfilled, resonates the voice of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. With its intense belief in the spirit as inseparable from the world, Sikhism equips its followers to be a Sant Sipahi, a saint soldier. Considering God to be a creative being personified, the Sikhs spread the message of oneness of God, who is named after Truth, and pay their obeisance to that absolute singular constant, Ik Onkar.
Ik Onkar Satnam Karta Purakh
mother, God nurtures. As a father, He guides. As a guru, He rights the wrongs. In His brilliance, the mist of ignorance disappears.
Jhukar suraj nipal aaya.
Upon Mount Sinai, amidst the clamor of thunder and lightning, when the voice of the trumpet was heard exceeding loud, Moses heard his master's voice ring vehemently.
I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods, no graven images or likenesses. Not take the Lord's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses. Thou shalt not covet.
Calling for strict adherence to the sacred covenant, Judaism ushers man to sanctify every aspect of life. The Judaist faith expresses itself in the form of rededication in the festival of Hanukkah.
Describing the path of Ahimsa, the Jain Shasan or Jain Dharma perceives spiritual interdependence and equality of all forms of life. The trinity of right belief, right knowledge and right conduct dictates the lives of Jains in their course to salvation. The preceptors of this noble path, the Tirthankaras, guide man towards the vital goal of life. Thus, Argya, the worship of such liberated souls, which comprises of Panchanga Namaskar, the four Anuyogs, and Ratnatraya, is customary in this faith.
Namo, Sesaram, Namo.
often called as the mystic movement of Islamic belief, Sufism kindled the urge to believe and glorify God as the eternal beloved. In an intense enchantment of devotion, the Sufi mystics stir mankind to dissolve in the elixir of God madness, driving away the cares of the world into oblivion. Stretching their hands seeking eternity, they whirl in joy, proving to the world that happiness is but union with God. Bowing at the sacred threshold, the Sufis offer a million silent requests, saturated in tears of agony and ecstasy at the very thought of their Lord, Mawla.
Arziya sari mein chehre pe likh ke laaya hoon, tumse kya maangoon main, tum khud hi samajh lo.
Amen.
What the world needs today is the strength of love, wealth of wisdom, and the power to persevere. And to help mankind accomplish this, the Avatar descends era after era. His descent brings assurance. His presence thaws frozen feelings. His place becomes our home, and his words become our mission.
You are the embodiments of love, all of you. Where there is love, there cannot be any adversity.
ప్రేమనే దైవము, దైవమే ప్రేమ.
లవ్ ఇస్ గాడ్, గాడ్ ఇస్ లవ్.
బుద్ధుడన్న, రాముడన్న, కృష్ణుడన్న, అల్లా అన్న, అందరూ వచ్చి ఒకటి.
కాలిం అల్లా, కాలిం బుద్ధ, కాలిం రామ, కాలిం కృష్ణ, ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ గాడ్.
కానీ ఇలాంటి తత్వాన్ని ఎవరు పక్కగా బోధించి వారికి హృదయానికి అత్తుకునేట్టుగా చెప్పారు?
But these days, we don't find teachers who can teach this truth so that it gets imprinted on our hearts.
Devuda elchu ellappudu devulaadu attivare devuda.
All the time man is looking for God elsewhere. How can you find God elsewhere?
Allah elchu ganundu paruka Allah una.
Other people call God as Allah, but does he become Allah by that?
Zoroastrian piti, Azoroastrian piti, adi Christian avtara.
Similarly, Christians or Zoroastrians call God by different names. Does God become different for different people?
Kaadu kaadu, ivanti namelu maatrame.
These are only names.
Ilanti perlu pettukoni perlato manam poojinchukotam chaala porapaatu.
It's a great delusion to think that God is different in different names and forms.
God is only one.
God is only one.
ఏ పేరైనా పెట్టుకో.
You may call him by any name.
ఏ రూపమైనా తీసుకో.
You can have any form you want.
కానీ God is one.
But God is one.
అలాంటి దీంట్లో నీవు గాడ్ ఏ పేరుతోనా పెట్టుకో.
You can call him by any name you love, you like.
కనుక ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క సర్వాత్మ భావాలు మీరు తీసుకుంటే అదే నిజంగా సాక్షాత్కారం.
When you understand the oneness of divinity, definitely you can realize divinity.
of love, of romance divine, of the merging of waves into the boundless ocean, of the eternal thirst of man for God. Yes, I have been a witness to this beautiful tale of love that does not single out a fraction of the whole. Dear pilgrims, in this voyage of life, kindle in your hearts this all-embracing love, not as a virtue, but as a necessity to affirm the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Blossom together, for there is beauty in unity. May there be peace to all.
Thank you.
Gajanana, 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 Gajavadana.
Gajanana, 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 Gajavadana.
Gajanana, 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 Gajavadana.
Gajanana, 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 Gajavadana.
Gauri Nandana Gajavadana.
Hey,
Gajanana. Shashivadana Shri.